Most of you probably have seen surveys that say Americans don't know a lot about their country. Many citizens can't name their senators, the three branches of government, or what's in the Bill of Rights. President Bush has said the schools should do a better job teaching civics, especially in a time of war. The president says Americans need to know what they're defending. In a series of stories, Morning Edition is visiting classrooms across the country to find out what students are learning about American history and ideas. Today's story, by NPR's Neva Grant, begins with this question. What are eighth graders learning about the basic freedoms, especially freedom of speech?
At South Middle School in Belleville, Michigan, students in an American history class are trying to define free speech.
You just won't get in trouble for saying certain stuff.
Criticize government. Have the ability to talk to other people without hurting someone else's feelings.
Or rights.
This school is in the kind of suburb you might breeze past on your way to the Detroit airport. There are rows and rows of housing developments where many of the residents work in the nearby auto plants. Inside the classroom, a mix of white and black students.
What sorts of things are not allowed even though we have freedom of speech? Well, can't swear.
This may be the first time some of these students have spoken up about speech, and they have questions for their teacher, Andrew Lindsay.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to cuss?
Are you allowed to cuss? I don't know. Do you hear cussing on the radio and on TV?
Yes.
Do you think they get put in jail or they get fined every time they cuss on radio or TV?
No, they have freedom of speech.
Lindsay seems to understand instinctively how to teach 13-year-olds about democracy. When he holds a class discussion on free speech, he begins with something so compelling to these students that some of them stop chewing their gum.
You know, the other day, I had some cross words with a student of mine, and the student walked out and I heard him say to another student that they wish that Mr. Perry taught in the eighth grade because Mr. Perry is a real social studies teacher and Mr. Lindsay is a lousy one. Did that student have the right to do that?
Yes, and no.
This is where the spirit of the First Amendment collides with the reality of eighth grade. These students know that if you practice too much free speech, you can wind up in the principal's office. But that helps Lindsay make his point.
That student fully had the right to say that they thought that Mr. Perry was a much more outstanding social studies teacher than I ever could be. However, that student does not have that same right to express that same opinion in the middle of me talking to the class. Same words, different time. One infringed on my rights, the other time didn't.
Researchers say that children as young as six have a strong understanding of what is free and what is fair. According to one study, most first graders agree that it's okay to criticize the government and that people should be allowed to say what they think. But as young Americans go through school, the research says, they don't always get to talk about the things that might engage them the most. When teachers cover, say, the Constitution, they tend to avoid touchy subjects like the death penalty or flag burning.
Take 30 seconds to get with a partner.
But in one of Andrew Lindsay's elective classes, one of the goals is to debate issues that have caused arguments across America.
What I'm going to do is show you a case, Tinker versus Des Moines School District.
Today's topic also deals with free speech.
Three students wear black armbands to school to protest the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War. And this happened in 1969.
Lindsay explains the students wore the armbands even though the school board had just voted to prohibit them. And the students were suspended from school, he says. Was that right?
Do you think the students were treated fairly? Why were they treated fairly, Marquita?
Because the school board had already made a rule against wearing it. So if you're going to go against the school board rules, you deserve whatever punishment they're prepared to give you.
What about someone that can speak to why they were treated unfairly? Rich?
Because they should be able to express their feelings.
Okay.
Then Lindsay lets the discussion veer into a subject that's more familiar to his students. They start arguing about their own school's restrictions on wearing certain things, like short skirts and skimpy tops.
If you want to get on that, my amendments are being taken away from me because of the principals want to have a dress code. So, and it was the same back then. They had a dress code. They couldn't wear them. That's like us wearing a short skirt.
After class, the girl you just heard, Marquita Hudson, says, face it, when you're in the eighth grade, not being able to wear a tube top is a free speech issue. But then, during a long discussion about freedom, she and several of her classmates say this year they've been paying more attention to the news. and she now knows there are places where the dress code is even stricter.
It should be that I should be able to wear whatever I want to wear, show my hair. But watching these people on television and over in Afghanistan or something like that, how they couldn't show any skin, it let me know that I'm lucky to be where I am, where I can express myself freely, because they wish they could be free and I have what they yearn for.
Marquita says she's learned about freedom from TV, from bumper stickers, from her relatives, and yes, definitely, she says, from school. A study by the Freedom Forum's First Amendment Center says most Americans don't think schools are doing a very good job teaching First Amendment freedoms. And the study suggests that schools prefer to teach about freedom rather than to let students experiment with it. Andrew Lindsay says for his part, he tries to give his students more of a voice than they're accustomed to. In each class, he says, the students write their own constitution. They elect a president, a Congress, and a court, which can even put him on trial.
Our classroom is a democracy. It needs to be a democracy so we can teach our kids to be democratic citizens. When they leave school, if all they've had is dictators for teachers, they don't know how to function in a democratic society.
And most of Lindsay's students seem to appreciate the way he teaches. Here are Victoria Guzman and Steve Davenport.
In Mr. Lindsay's class, you are heard. Yeah. He lets us debate our point with him. He'll ask us a question or he'll say, what do you guys think?
That's a rarity.
Yeah, most teachers don't do that.
Lindsay says he tries to teach his students that being able to speak up to challenge the teacher is not just a privilege, it's a responsibility. And as an example, he tells this story. Last year, one of his classes gave a substitute teacher a very rough time. He confronted them the next day, and at that moment, he says, I admit it, I acted like a dictator.
I said, all right, I want you to write down what happened yesterday. And I said, name names, because I will find out. Y'all was mad. And boy, they named names. And boom, 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 I put down the disciplinary referrals, and those kids got in trouble.
But then Mr. Lindsay got in trouble by his own students. One of the girls in the class spoke up.
And she said that that's not in line with what our classroom constitution says. You had us turn against each other, and that's just not fair.
So, during class time, the students put Mr. Lindsay on trial. They ruled that the students who had allegedly traumatized the substitute should have the record of that wrongdoing removed from their files. And now Lindsay had to take that decision to the only person who could do anything about it, the school principal.
He was very nervous about it, and I think rightfully so, because you're looking at a situation where a student was taking the authority to pull a blue slip out of another student's record. And he said, I don't want students to be able to think that anytime they get in trouble, they have other kids that can bail them out. And I said, I know where you're coming from. However, this is what my court decided. If I bail on them and say, can't do it, I lose my credibility.
Lindsay says, finally, the principal agreed, just this once, to change the records. And Lindsay delivered the verdict to his students as a teachable moment. Yes, democracy is a delicious thing, he told them, but you have to use it wisely. You can't take me to court every time you want to bail out a friend. You know what's amazing, he says? They didn't.
I think that sense of empowerment was a very powerful lesson that those students probably haven't forgotten to this day.
And if that turns out to be the only lesson those students remember from my class, says Lindsay, so be it. This is my philosophy, he says. The best way to teach citizenship is to let these kids be citizens. Neva Grant, NPR News, Belleville, Michigan.
Pictures of Lindsay's class in action are at npr.org.